So here are the charts, and we're going to go back to the November 4th timeframe, so yesterday. What we're looking at here is the new moon period that began for all of my Cancer rising friends. Now here, what we're seeing is that the new moon is starting a brand new cycle for you guys in the fifth house. What's the fifth house? Generally speaking, the fifth house has to do a lot with purpose. It has a lot to do with the heart space, anything that brings us really joy, anything that makes us feel that there is a purpose or there is a pull towards purpose. That's what we're taking a look at with the fifth house. So here, the new moon is starting a brand new cycle over the next 30 days for you guys. So a lot of what you're going to be focusing on during this time is going to be the heart space, passion, purpose. Now, for some of you, it's also going to mean romance. It also may mean that you are going to be taking a look at anything that revolves around your children, as the fifth house can also indicate your children's life. Now, it can be, right? It's not always the case for everyone, but generally speaking, again, the fifth house has to do with the heart space. Now, here with Scorpio, what we're taking a look at is anything that requires boundary, anything that requires further deepening of trust. There can be many more themes, but in particular for this moon cycle, that's what we're going to be taking a look at. It is going to be a new moon at 12 degrees. The 12th degree, oftentimes, in my opinion, has to do with a storyline. There's a storyline that is coming together that is new. The 12th degree has a lot to do with forward movement, but it is in the present moment, really paying attention to what is happening now in your life. And so a lot of the focus will have to do from quite literally from the day to day, the story of leaving certain things that used to be a boundary issue for you within your heart space and all the themes that we just mentioned, leaving that in the past and then moving forward in a brand new story, into a brand new storyline. That's what we're taking a look at with this. Now, the other thing that I keep sharing in my videos for all of the zodiacs is that before I do these transit videos, I meditate, I reflect. And the image that I kept seeing was is that we're really feeling like for the first time now that it's almost like as if somebody is handing us the keys to our car for the first time, and it's go time, and we might not quite know what we can expect from here on out. It almost feels like it is a brand new sort of future that we're headed towards, but it's very much in the present moment. It's going to really unfold, paying attention to what's happening in the now. Now, the other thing that I see with this for a lot of you is that this is a very independent new moon. So a lot of the themes of independence is going to unfold in the fifth house realm for many of you. And it has to do with knowing and believing and going after the things that really make you happy at this time and things that really bring you stability. Now we're going to move on forward to another date that is going to be very, very important here. Let me just clear the chart. We're going to move forward to November 10th. Okay, November 10th, that is when Mercury and Mars is going to be in a conjunction squaring Saturn in Aquarius at 7. We're going to take a look at that now. This is going to be a very intense, I would say, 24 to 48 hour period where we have to take a look at some themes of sharp communication, being very direct, being very one track, sort of one track mind in the areas where this is unfolding. Now, for you guys, this is going to be happening. Let me just move forward here. I'm so sorry. I'm on the wrong thing. I'm navigating this for the first time. So I am just figuring it all out as I'm going along here. So one moment as I'm figuring this out. Okay, so here again, let's recap real quick. So what's happening on this day and why is it so important? So Mercury and Mars, they're going to be traveling together. And on this day, they are going to be. Let's see here, real quick. I have to correct one more thing. We are on the wrong sign. So let me just go back here. There you go. Here we are. All right. So, what we're seeing here now is that Mercury and Mars are going to be in this conjunction in your fifth house at 7 degrees. So the themes here are going to be around sharp communication. So you could expect that there is going to be a lot of exchange or a lot of communication, and it's going to be very direct. And maybe it might be things or situations that are going to come up due to some buildup. Okay? There might be some buildup that is going to happen here, and that buildup will have a lot to do with what's been happening for a lot of you in the eighth house, because that's where Saturn is at. So the square is going to form between Mercury and Mars to Saturn in the eighth house. What is Saturn in the eighth house? That is you really taking a look at shared resources, income that somehow is shared, or some type of resources that you have that you are now having a commitment towards with another person, possibly, or some kind of, deep ties. Or it could also be just the deep psychology of this area of your life where you're really taking a look at making some deep changes, but it's been feeling sort of heavy or overburdened. And so this transit right here on the 10th into the 11th is going to be bringing up something that cannot be avoided anymore, where you have to work out these two aspects between the fifth and the eighth house. This is going to be a great transit to sort of release some pent-up emotion. For a lot of you, I predict that might be some space necessary for you to really release some deep pent-up emotions that you may have been holding in for a long time. At the seventh degree, we're taking a look at our intuition, and something just comes up within the intuitive realm that has to be now cleared. So it's a great transit to do that during this time. Okay, now let's move on to the next transit that is going to be really important for a lot of you, and that is going to be on the 12th. On the 12th, we are going to see that there is going to be a very harmonious aspect here. This harmonious aspect will have to do with the sun being in Scorpio, trining over to Neptune in Pisces. Let me just draw this out on the chart for you. So we have the sun in Scorpio here at 20 degrees, still in the fifth house. That's where a lot of the focus is going to be for you guys over the next 30 days. And then here, Neptune is in the ninth house. Neptune in the ninth house is going to bring a lot of expansion to your consciousness, a lot of expansion, or a lot of things you didn't take into consideration for a really long time. And so it's going to make you realize here that you're going to be able to actually, for the first time, feel that you're reaching for a brand new destination in your life that have a lot to do with you reaching for a new feeling that you didn't think was attainable before. And this will give you sort of this relief, a day of validation and a day of relief that things are going to change, or things are about to change for the future, that the future now, the potential here is that there is going to be a renewal when it comes to how you think from the bigger picture point of view. Something gets dissolved here, right? Because Neptune dissolves this area of your chart. So something gets dissolved, and you are able to put in a new future with the necessary boundaries, or maybe perhaps something that you really wanted now is starting to give you that validation on this day, and is showing you that for the first time in maybe even years, there's a part of you that's discovering a new feeling and a new knowledge that comes into the picture that you have been wishing for, desiring for. But with this trine now, it is becoming real for the future. So your mind is going to be on the future a lot here. Your willpower is going to be on the future a lot here, and things are starting to move forward in a new direction that I think you're going to be welcoming a lot. This can also come in the form of someone helping you, somebody like a guru, somebody like a teacher who is actually in your life that is giving you some much needed clarity around things that you couldn't maybe even solve on your own. So expect something like that as well. By the way, if you are live, just go ahead and let me know where you are tuning in from. The chat is open, so I would love to hear from you guys where you're tuning in from. And now what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the tarot reading. And this is going to be a quick 7-card spread where we're going to take a look at different areas of what we might still need some insight about or any kind of insight that the tarot card will offer. So I am going to switch screens real quick to show you guys the tarot cards. So let's do that. My dog is in the background. She's whining. She wants to get into the room. So let me just open the door so that she can come in and join. Do you guys ever have that when you're working? Your dog wants some attention? Anybody? All right. So we've got our tarot cards here. You see the space for the cards. Let me know if you can see it. And now what we're going to do is we're just going to start pulling some cards. Now the first card that fell out is the Four of Wands. This is going to be the card that represents the general themes that are going to be unfolding. And a lot of what the Four of Wands is about is that perhaps for quite some time now, you've been needing a breather. You've been needing sort of a plan that has to put itself into place. But you didn't have the time and the space. Perhaps it felt like you really needed to rely on some outside resources or some outside sort of circumstances to unfold so that you could get to this point that you're going to be in, where now there is sort of a plan that you're feeling drawn towards, especially when it comes to shaping the future. And for a lot of you, this will have to do with your purpose, right? Because that's where the new moon is going to be unfolding. So your purpose here, it is really guiding you, or it's going to feel fated, or you're going to feel pulled towards a new future that you had not discovered or considered before. But it comes from the space now that you have, that you're able to create for yourself. That's what we're seeing here for the general themes. So again, this is going to be a huge month for all of my Cancer friends to build a solid foundation by you just creating some space to go within. The wants have to do with the self. So identifying the essential needs that you have is going to be key here. All right. There is going to be sort of this experience that is going to start to come up in your immediate world where you may have to deal with situation at this time that proved to be sort of a situation where you can create a breakthrough, is what I'm trying to say. Maybe it was very difficult. Maybe there were a lot of things in the past that sort of kept you from moving on, based on betrayal, based on someone letting you down, based on a heartache, right? So now with the Four of Wands, what we're seeing is that you're diving into this area of your life now where you're gonna draw up a new plan. And a lot of this will unfold all throughout 2022. So that's what we're seeing with the general theme, or that's what I'm picking up with the cards. Now, the next card is going to be, what is the emotional theme this month? Okay. The emotional theme is the King of Cups. I love that for you. The King of Cups is a very strong card. It's all about you being able to go into the things that have caused a lot of turmoil in your life and protect the parts that used to be very exposed and bring some good, solid confidence around areas of your life that used to create that kind of vulnerability, a turmoil or a sense of chaos, but now you're feeling a lot more solid and strong and you're able to protect this energy, okay? This has a lot to do with relationship dynamics too, but a lot of this, what we're seeing here is the past situations that people really impacted you, but you had to sort of disconnect from that and now you're at a place where you're ready to gear up to trust different areas, different relationships even in your life. And so the King of Cups, I love that for you because that is where you're going to get sort of the affirmation this month that you're headed in the right direction. And that is key, okay? The next card that we're going to take a look at has to do with what else can you expect this month? What are some of the things that you should be aiming for? Well, we see the Tower. I love that too. We have the tower here basically saying, let things fall apart. If there's something that is going to sting for you or for someone else, let that happen. If there's something that is going to basically rock the boat, let that happen, because this is the month where you're going to be able to see the other side of the story or the other feeling behind it or the intention behind somebody else, right? Because it's not the words really that you can sort of trust in the moment right now that you're moving through when it comes to all of the fifth house themes that we just discussed. But you also have to just trust that the actions are being followed as well, that the actions are being proven by other people as well. So the tower basically here for me says that right now you're moving through this big time where more is going to sort of show you of what needs to be validated that you're headed in the right direction. So if you're doubting whether life is still going in the right direction or not, this is going to be the month where you're going to see it, that it's in going in the right direction based on some relationship dynamics that still are going to show you that it's just words for now, but maybe the actions are not backing it, or the other way around. Okay, so it's going to be a huge affirmative cycle, especially in the first 2 weeks. You're going to see some things really change. Some of those things are not going to be personal to you, but there's one particular relationship I think here for many of you that you are wondering how this is going to go. Is it going to turn in your favor, or is this going to be something where your intuition has been kind of knocking on the door saying this might not be a relationship that can continue with you? The next card is going to be a card that is going to represent how the energy supports you right now. Well, we have the Seven of Wands. The Seven of Wands is effort. If there are things that you need and require your effort right now, and it feels like your energy is going up and down a little bit, there's maybe a lot of distractions in your life at this time, just stick to the simple tasks and get them done. And try to move forward one day at a time. That's what I'm seeing here with the Seven of Wands. That's the way to best navigate the energies right now. Okay. The next card is going to be, what is the biggest growth aspect? Wow. Seven of Pentacles. Again, there is sort of a breaking ties energy that is coming up here for me, for a lot of you. You're going to break the ties with something that feels too chaotic, with something that feels like it's too much to handle. And you're looking at the situation and there's other people tied into it and money tied into it. Perhaps you have an obligation to another business that somebody else is running, or you're having sort of responsibilities that you've taken on from in a job from other coworkers that they're supposed to be dealing with that. Well, right now, there is going to be a situation that is going to surface between now and the 19th where you're going to make a clear decision that you're not going to take this on anymore. But it comes through you implementing what you need, okay? This is going to make more sense as you head towards the full moon. What do you need and what do you need to implement? What do you have to stand up for and what do you have to bring into your life? And it's sort of like a tool, okay? For a lot of you, this is going to be a tangible tool, like a spreadsheet or a tangible tool where you're just some kind of physical item that you also need. Could also be in form of money, right? But the Seven of Pentacles basically says you're going to work this out by letting go of some responsibilities and then just sticking to what you know makes sense to you, all right? So the next card is going to be the emotional themes in relationships. I love that. It's right underneath the tower. So this month is going to show you everything you need, okay? The discovery is going to be the more that you give space for things to unfold, the more that you sort of observe, the more that you make it available to not react or not to respond, especially to the situations in your life where you know that you usually would sort of go into this and expose yourself in a way that would make you feel more vulnerable. Try not to do that this month. This month, if you take the opportunity here, the relationship themes are going to show you everything you need to see in the space of silence. Okay? No, it sounds really kind of eerie right now, but I feel like this is going to be a big deal, okay? Things are going to change, and maybe in the moment it's going to feel like it's not for the better, but it is going to be for the better, okay? A lot of that you're going to start to see when you go into Sagittarius season. But right now, it is all about you allowing for things to break down and allowing for the new story to unfold. And so the Four of Swords is clarity on what needed to be seen still, okay, in the storyline. All right, the next card is, what is the most important thing to focus on? Well, we see the Seven of Cups. The most important thing to focus on is for you to focus on you first and foremost. When it comes to yourself, we see the Seven of Wands. When it comes to your financial needs and your basic essential needs and the sets of responsibilities that belong to you, that only you can do and you want to do, and keeping that realistic. And then the Seven of Cups basically says, emotionally, you're going to clear the confusion if you focus on that. There might be too much going on and there might be too many goals at once. What is it you're trying to really get down, even just in the next 24 hours, right? These are the very important things to focus on during this cycle, because when you do, it's going to allow for you to, we see 777, right? It's a very powerful number that you're getting a message from that has a lot to do with your faith. It has a lot to do with restoring your faith. And so certain aspects of your life have impacted that way, like years back. Okay, so now you're restoring this aspect. I am going to clarify all of the sevens before we hop off. And I have these cards right over here. They're from a playing deck. And what this is all about is it's from the system Cards of Truth. Okay, so just in case you were wondering how I'm reading these cards, if you're here for the first time. So the first card here is the Ace of Clubs. You're really beginning to understand that you have to dig in a little bit deeper in order to figure out a plan for yourself. But again, this month, you're getting that space to create the new plan because somehow you feel that there is a fated plan that you're being pulled towards and you're figuring this out now. There's a part of you that is really getting into this. Okay, you're figuring out that spirit is guiding you. There is a part of you that's being guided. You're pulled towards this new future. Whereas before, you kind of knew you were relying on it, but maybe it wasn't as strong as it is now. The next thing we're going to clarify is the Seven of Pentacles. We see the Three of Spades here. Okay, so the Three of Spades basically is a card that has a lot to do with you getting up and taking the action. That might be challenging this month because there might be a part of you that wants to talk yourself out of that, but it's all brand new actions will lead to new results. That is the most important message here. The last clarification is going to be for the Seven of Cups. We see the Jack of Clubs. This is going to be a learning curve for you this month, but what you're going to end up towards the full moon with is that you are now starting to see that you are a lot more independent from the situations that used to keep you stuck, or they used to keep you sort of in this place where you were not able to be at peace. And that's what I'm seeing here for you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you are listening to this on the podcast, this episode is going to release there. And if I'm making any references towards the chart, just know that I'm also doing this live both on YouTube and the podcast. And so sometimes I'll make that reference. And that's a wrap for today's episode, you guys. Let me know how the next 30 days are unfolding for you guys. And I'm going to see you back in the next video.